This morning, we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone here today. We're talking about the Bridgewater Fire Department. They've got a fundraiser going on right now to pick up an important piece of equipment. And Doug Miller is with us. He's a member of the department helping out with communications here to share with us about that. Doug, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about the Bridgewater Fire Department. Is it pretty healthy right now?
It is. It's continuing. We have 20 active members or so. We are always looking for new volunteers and always looking for healthy new volunteers. There's an aging volunteer force that we've got, and we maintain the membership good. But again, it's a challenge in these day and age.
Well, it always is, especially the small towns. People don't realize sometimes how difficult it can be to staff a fire department in a smaller community because sometimes the folks that are on the fire department work elsewhere.
Absolutely. We've got several members that are there in the mornings and evenings, but they're gone throughout the day. And then on the flip side of it, we've got people from other towns who work in Bridgewater who are also on the department, and we depend pretty heavily on them for coverage throughout the day.
Well, the nice thing is mutual aid's pretty solid around here, isn't it?
It is. We've got mutual aid agreements with all of the neighboring fire departments, and we don't hesitate to call just simply because we know staffing is sometimes short, travel distances, and when you're into the rural firefighting, then water supply is a difficulty.
Yeah. Well, this particular fundraiser that you're working on right now is one that's going to help bring a piece of equipment in that's, you know, kind of unique to rural fire departments, especially. If you're in a big city fire department, a lot of times you get a call, it's probably some sort of a structure fire or something. But in a rural area, you never really know what you're getting called out to.
Exactly. In the most recent years, we've seen grass, field, and brush fire numbers escalate, and we knew that we had to look for a piece of equipment that could help us fighting those fires. Last year, 21 of our 36 calls were field, brush, and grass fires, and our larger units, even our 4x4 pickup units, are not able to get into those ravines and the areas where those fires are burning. And so our firefighters either attack them with backpack water packs or leaf blowers, and we do the best we can, but we often have trucks stuck in the process of fighting those field and brush fires.
Wow, that's crazy trying to do your job with that type of equipment. It's really not meant for that.
It is. And so the unit that we're looking at is a Honda UTV 4x4 with a unit in the back of it called a water mule, which is a tank and a pumping system that would significantly help us time-wise and then water-wise to fight those brush fires, those grass fires, field fires. Several other units or several other departments around have units similar to it. There's lots of different options that we discussed and researched, and feel that it not only be a benefit to our department, but then we had to use our money wisely and look for a unit that really did what we wanted it to, but was budget friendly and spent our dollars wisely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was surprised to see that it's been a while since you've done any fundraising for something specific at the department there in Bridgewater. So this is an opportunity for folks to once again step up and show support.
It is. It has been 19 years since Bridgewater Fire Department has done any fundraising. We go through our normal taxation and so forth, but we've been fortunate that we've got people who donate regularly to us without mention, on a regular routine basis. But when we look to a piece of equipment, we either look to a grant opportunity or look to our bank funds and see what we've got. And when we started looking at this, we knew that we were going to go after some fundraising and so forth to see what we could do. We have a tremendous response from locals, from businesses, from landowners, farmers, in the area, and all we need to do is put the word out that, we're fundraising and make sure that we've done our due diligence on units and that it's something that's needed, and we always have a tremendous response.
Well, we never know when it's our turn. So, you know, you've got to be make sure that the local fire department is prepared just in case someday they're coming to your place.
That's exactly right. I was I made that call several years ago on a house fire and had never expected to be on the end of it, and was glad to see who showed up and when they showed up. And you're exactly right. You never know when it's going to be your turn.
Yeah. Well, you kind of talked about this piece of equipment, how it kind of fits the needs. But, you know, while we'd all like to have the biggest, bestest, fastest stuff around, it's a practical piece of equipment that's going to be put to good use.
It is. We did a lot of research, and there was a lot of higher power, higher dollar bells and whistle units that we really didn't need. We didn't. We were looking for something that would do the job for us, and along with everything, the more bells and whistles, the more options you've got on something, then the more problems you can have with it. We looked at a UTV that was readily available to us. One that had a good suspension system in it, one that had a history of a good transmission in it, one that was reliable and not something that was over the top. And the firefighting unit that we were putting in it, the water mule, comes out of Tuttle, Oklahoma, is not the top of the line with all the features. It is exactly where it needs to be. It does what it does, and it does it all day long if needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were very, very fortunate to have the time to research units and the capability of researching units. Talked to a lot of different departments on what they've had, what they would do differently, and we were glad for the input and glad to settle on something finally.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and it sometimes it's I don't want to call it all glamorous, but, you know, field fires don't necessarily always get the kind of same publicity or attention that some other types of fires do. But I've talked to many firefighters over the years, and they always say those are some of the more dangerous ones they have to fight.
Well, they absolutely are. And we had one within the last year that started off, I believe it was a telephone pole or a power pole that sparked it, and then it went through at least three different fire districts, and we were called for mutual aid with it. And because of the strong winds, the dry conditions, the travel time of the fire, it jumped paved roads and rock roads, and it was very, very difficult to stop. I know of at least four fire departments that were involved in that one. And it was, again, just because of the conditions it was, and there were houses in the way and farms in the way and campers and so forth. And again, so the grass brush field fire that we went to ended up involving house and farmstead and cars and vehicles. And everybody does their part in something like that, whether it's water supply or whether it's actively fighting the fire. And it exactly was. It was difficult to stop.
Yeah, they never happen on calm days, do they?
No, they don't, for some reason.
Well, that's why, and the volunteers are just that, they're volunteers. So the least we owe them is to make sure that they're fully equipped and readily trained so that they can do the job that we ask them to do. So, and this is one way to do that is by helping out with the fundraising effort. And I know the Bridgewater Firefighters Association is working on that right now. Give them the details. How would folks go ahead and contribute to this?
The easiest and best way to do it is to send us a check or a donation. And our name, again, we are a 501c3, so Bridgewater Firefighter Association Incorporated. Of course, we're small enough that if it just gets to Bridgewater, Iowa, and it's addressed to fire department, it will get to us. But Bridgewater Firefighters Association Incorporated, Post Office Box 130 in Bridgewater. Zip code is 50837. Donations can be given to any of the firefighters at all. And then locations in Bridgewater and surrounding area, Bridgewater Tires and More, is accepting donations for us, Bridgewater Cafe in Bridgewater, Casey's Tavern in Bridgewater, and then both of the local banks, Union State Bank in Bridgewater, Greenfield, Corning, and Nadir, and then FNB locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita are accepting donations for us.
Very good. Well, I know you've been pretty well supported in the past. I hope this has gotten off to a pretty decent start for you.
It has, and it has branched off. I think we'll probably end up doing an online auction because we've had area businesses contact us with merchandise that they'd like to donate to us. And so the letter-rating campaign and the fundraising that we're starting with will probably branch off into several other things also. But we're trying to get the word out that we're trying to raise money for the youth and go from there.
Very good. Well, you put together a good plan, and you present the case that the need is definitely there. Folks are usually pretty good in rural areas about stepping up to help.
They really, really are. We are very supportive of our other fire departments and local fire departments around us, and they are to us as well. And there's a good network in there, so they help us get the word out, too, and as we do when they're fundraising, and we look forward to making short work of this.
Very good. Doug Miller is with the Bridgewater Fire Association, Firefighters Association, and they're working right now on that fundraiser to be able to purchase and outfit that UTV that they so desperately could use for some of those fires out there in the field and brush areas. And if you can help them out, they'd sure appreciate that here in our rural areas. Doug, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with this.
Thank you very much. Sure appreciate the time. Thank you very much.